Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to She's Not Lucky, She's Driven. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that plagues high achievers, dreamers, and pretty much anyone with a pulse, imposter syndrome. Ever felt like a fraud? Like you're just waiting for someone to call you out and say, okay, you're in way over your head. Yeah, me too. And it's seriously time we talked about it because this sneaky feeling can sabotage our goals before we even get started. Let's cut through the fluff. Imposter syndrome is that nagging voice whispering doubts in your ear. It tells you you don't deserve your success, that you're not as smart or capable as others think, and that any moment now, the whole charade will be exposed. And listen, it can feel incredibly isolating. But here's the deal. Imposter syndrome isn't about reality. It's a perception, a mental pattern. It thrives on our insecurities, amplifying them until they feel like mountains. But guess what? We can tackle those mountains. We have the power to change our thinking and rewrite that narrative. Here are 5 powerful strategies to help you bust through imposter syndrome. First up, acknowledge it. Yep, admit it exists. Don't try to brush it under the rug or pretend it's not happening. The more you ignore it, the louder it gets. Naming your feelings is the first step to taking control. Think of it like giving that pesky voice a name, maybe Debbie Downer or Mr. Doubtful. It might sound silly, but it can help create distance between you and those negative thoughts. Next, challenge your inner critic. That voice telling you you're not good enough? Ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support that claim? Or is it just a fear-based assumption? Often, we focus on our perceived weaknesses while ignoring our strengths. So, make a list of your accomplishments, skills, and positive qualities. Keep it handy and refer to it whenever that inner critic starts to rear its ugly head. Third, reframe your mistakes. We all stumble and fall, it's part of the learning process. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow and improve? Remember, every successful person has a story filled with setbacks. It's how we handle those setbacks that defines us. Number 4, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the next goal, but taking the time to acknowledge and appreciate your achievements is essential. Did you finish a project? Nail that presentation? Get a positive review? Give yourself a high five. Celebrate those milestones because they are proof of your hard work and dedication. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, the kind who genuinely celebrate your successes and offer encouragement when things get tough. Seek out mentors, peers, or friends who believe in you and your abilities. Their support can be invaluable as you navigate the ups and downs of life. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing strategist who landed her dream job at a top agency. She's killing it every day, coming up with innovative campaigns, exceeding expectations, and impressing her bosses. Yet, she constantly battles that nagging feeling. They're going to find out I'm not actually qualified for this. It's like she's walking on eggshells, terrified of messing up and exposing the fraud everyone thinks she is. Sound familiar? This is imposter syndrome in action, holding Sarah back from fully embracing her success and owning her talent. Remember, you are capable, deserving, and worthy of all the good things coming your way. Don't let that little voice convince you otherwise. So, what are we taking away from today's episode? Firstly, imposter syndrome is real, but it doesn't have to define you. Acknowledge those feelings, challenge negative thoughts, learn from mistakes, celebrate wins, and surround yourself with supportive people. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with imposter syndrome and how you've overcome it in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to She's Not Lucky, She's Driven so you never miss an episode packed with motivation and real-world advice to help you crush it every day. Until next time, keep hustling, keep believing in yourself, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.